Hello, hello, welcome again for yet another episode of Dilto Podcast, hey!
Your one-stop Bollywood movie review podcast that is different from anything you have experienced before.
That's right. In this podcast, we challenge the perspective of the masses and will bring you a new insight into these cult classic films.
We hope you enjoy!
Hi guys!
So we're back with another episode of your favorite podcast,
Dilto Podcast, hey!
And today, we have in the studio a very, very prominent special member of the community who told us that he's from the Gujarati community, but I really doubt it.
Who looks Persian.
He says he looks Persian. That also I doubt.
But, okay, I'm sitting in front of you.
He's an up-and-coming artist. He's a hard worker. He's a Bollywood enthusiast.
And I have a name.
And his name is Kamran!
Woo! Kamran, welcome to the show!
Thank you for having me. I'm flattered.
Yeah, we're really happy to have you here as our first guest. And, you know, we're honored. And you're probably honored as well to be a part of this esteemed podcast.
I hope.
And
indeed.
Yeah, and we're really happy to have you here because you're a subject matter expert.
Yes.
On the film that we will be discussing today.
Yes. So the film for the week, it has a really good star cast. There were a lot of hopes in this film.
On paper, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So the director of the film is known for his love stories.
Mm-hmm. Right? His films are often about travel and finding yourself.
This week's movie is Jab Harry Met
Sejal. Woo!
Starring Shah Rukh Khan, Anushka Sharma, playing the lead roles, directed by Imtiaz Ali, music was by Preetham. Yeah. This movie was released just a few years ago. 2017. And this was, Shah Rukh Khan was coming back into a love story. I think the last love story that he had was Dilwale. And he was coming back with Anushka Sharma the last time he worked with her.
Jodi, right?
Yeah, after Rabne Manali Jodi and Jab Tak Hai Jaan, this was their third film together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had really big expectations when the trailer came out. There were different locations. It was filmed with over, I think, 10 countries.
Wow.
It's basically a world tour.
Yeah, and I remember when the trailer came out, everyone was so excited. Yeah. Shah Rukh is working with Imtiaz Ali. Imtiaz Ali is just coming out from Tamasha, which was actually a good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good film. And again, he's working with Shah Rukh Khan. And the songs were really good. The music of the film.
And remember when Radha came out, everyone was so excited and hyped.
Were they?
I think it was just you.
I remember it broke like some kind of record on YouTube when it released. At that time.
The music video?
Yeah.
Anushka and the Red, I guess.
Yeah, so I was thinking that you guys might be wondering why we picked Jab Harry Met Sejal, because normally we pick films that, you know, that did really well and we want to kind of point another side out to you. So today we're going to be doing the opposite. As everyone knows, this movie did not do too well. It did not meet expectations at the box office or even story-wise, acting-wise. Everything, I think, did not meet
expectations.
But today we're going to be showing you another side to this film. We're going to talk about it the way other people understood it mostly. And we're also going to show you a side where, you know, maybe we all missed something.
And that's why we have our special guest today.
We have Kamran with us here, who's going to shed light on a different perspective, and he's going to open a lot of eyes tonight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to leave with changed perspectives, I'm telling you.
All right. Kamran, are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
High hopes, huh?
High hopes, huh?
All right, so let's get started with the synopsis. Mm-hmm. Shweta, you want to go ahead with that?
Sure.
A search for Sejal, Anushka Sharma's engagement ring, makes Harry, played by Shah Rukh Khan, understand love and relationships better, while Sejal experiences newfound freedom, security, and solace in Harry's company. What's going to happen?
Dun, dun, dun.
We also got to let you know that she's getting married.
She's engaged.
She has lost her engagement ring.
Right.
Meri ring ho gayi hai.
Ring?
Arre meri engagement hui hai is trip mein.
And she's trying to find it all throughout Europe with the help of Harry, who is a self-proclaimed womanizer.
And the tour guide.
He's also the tour guide for the tour that she was on.
Right.
With her family.
With her huge Gujarati family.
Gujarati family, yeah.
And the fiancé was there too, correct?
Yeah, Rupen.
5 WhatsApp messages from Rupen.
Let's just start with the storyline here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one of the main reasons why this film failed to impress is because the storyline was very thin.
I mean, I just thought it was so weird that why she would trust a tour guide and go around with him.
So we also had another theory here that, like, it's, what if she saw Harry from before in the tour and was like, this guy's hot. I like him. I'm going to lose my ring. And I'm going to use him to get my ring back. Because I don't want to marry Rupin anyway. So if I'm going to have to marry Rupin, I might as well have fun here with Harry. Or, like, you know, I'll just go roam around.
Yeah, but I don't think she thought that through, you know?
I don't think she's smart enough for that either. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think Sejal has that much.
So Karma, why do you think that she actually approached the tour guide?
Okay, so he knows where they've been, all the locations they've been to. Mm-hmm. So he's the best option. Why would he not?
Okay, so let's go back to a little bit of the beginning. Harry's problem is he doesn't want to help her out because he's scared that I'm a womanizer.
मेरा कैरेक्टर खराब है मैम
मेरा तिहाई सला है
मैं लड़कियों को गंदी नजर से देखता हूं मैम
No. Yeah, I was not convinced. I think he was just fooling himself by putting that label, like you said.
Guys, like, I feel like they made his character womanizer, let's go with it, but it wasn't convincing at all. I wasn't convinced.
I think there's a reason for that, because it's just a label. If you see at the end, you know when she mentions that because he doesn't sleep with her, she's like, you know what? I think this is just a label for you. People think this, and you're actually not that.
Yeah.
Well, she said it in a better way than I just described it.
No, that's pretty much the gist. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because there are moments in the film where he actually had his weak moments. I think there were, before the Radha song, he was.
Yeah, what was he that? Cried.
Yeah, he's deep crying. Down, he's a sad
He's really broken
cry
inside.
Yeah, and the people, like, see, if you have a man here who ran away from home, he's really depressed and upset about it.
Like, he probably ran away 50 years.
What? Yeah, because, like, now he's a 16. No, I'm kidding. Shah Rukh Khan, you're always forever young.
I love you, Shah.
But the thing is, like, he ran away. And he's crying
like,
about it.
If you're gonna have this man getting up and having dreams,
and he gets up and he's having a breakdown, at least give us something. Like, you know, Imtiaz Ali, give us something to go with. He literally cries and then khatam Radha ka gaana chal raha hai bani teri.
But then a lot of people are like that, right? They want to have a facade. They want to cover.
But why can't they tell us what his backstory is? I want to be vested
in
his pain.
That's part of the storytelling, I think.
But I want to be vested in his pain. I want to know ki kyun ro raha hai ye subah utke.
But that's also.
Main aapko mana raha tha ki bas kar, don't worry, don't. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Koi nahi Ranjay, koi nahi.
You have to think about it. He's going through trauma, right? That's like PTSD.
I
want to
know the
thing.
Trauma.
They do show PTSD? It. You know, they show the hints, right? Yeah. He ran away and he misses it so much. And I'm assuming that's what his mother used to say to him as a kid.
Wow.
Right? Maybe he has more than that issue.
We don't know. Shed some light on the PTSD thing. I think that's an interesting aspect.
I think
that
it grew from running away, missing family, and not being able to face them again, because what is he going to say? I ran away to some place and I'm just a tour guide.
Yeah, I didn't achieve the reason I ran away.
He wanted to become a singer. He didn't achieve that. Yeah. And you say that to a brown parent, like, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I think he was like a failure under his eyes and he didn't have the guts to go back home.
And now he's just, you know, he's satisfied with what he's doing. He's like, whatever. Mm. But deep down, he's like super lonely and sad.
Yeah.
And he's seeking something.
And I think, like Karman mentioned a few minutes ago about the storytelling. And I think Imtiaz wanted to create a suspense. He didn't want the backstory to be so obvious. Mm-hmm. So that it's like spoon fed to the audiences. Mm-hmm. So I think he tried to do something different by just having like flashbacks here and there. And I think Harry's character, like Harry says it in few places, but I think he just wanted the audience to keep pondering what could it be.
Yeah.
To have that suspense and mystery.
Yeah.
And he wanted to show Harry's arc that the past bothers him. And basically he just wanted to show he has a past, it bothers him. Sejal comes in, helps and solves. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think he didn't want to get too much into the backstory.
But Sejal, what is Sejal? Kamran, you let us know.
It's like a different type of storytelling.
The wind.
And Sejal was a character. Sejal, what was Sejal like? We've looked at Harry and he seems to be a man of more substance.
Sejal ka matlab hai?
Bilkul zaruri nahi hai. Sachi. Main Sejal se chala lunga.
Again, Imtiaz, I feel that he tried to do something different with his character because in most of his films, he has a strong female protagonist.
Yeah, and for once, the female was so damn confused about everything.
But then, aren't there people like that?
Yeah, I think it's confusing, but that's real life, right?
But it's
that
like
happens.
She has no idea what she wants from life.
No, she started off wanting just...
It's going to change the way you think, right?
Marriage,
but from day
she's
one,
tour,
she's
kind of
all over
you know,
him.
Yeah.
That's
regular,
what I don't
thing.
Like.
And then this happens.
Okay, not day
so
one. Maybe day two.
Over,
maybe day two.
Confused, right? You met
she's
this guy.
She's like, you know, she's following him to the club.
Nice girl, huh? Kal raat? To kaam ho gaya?
she's trying to get his attention. Mm-hmm. She notices that he's like with other women, or he's interacting with other women, and she's trying to interact with him too. And then she comes up with this whole thing: am I lyic or not?
Right.
For what?
There could
are
be
you trying to get murdered and raped? Like, like you know, yeah. What is she trying to?
So
where is she going?
I just thought about there could be another perspective where you know how he introduces himself as being
womanizer.
A womanizer, okay. You know, in that. And then maybe after that, she's, like, testing him. Yeah. She wants to, you know, it's, like, intriguing now.
Yeah.
There's this character in front of me, and he claims this.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And she knows she's still safe. She's in a
How
safe
she
boundary.
How does she know she's safe, though? The guy clearly said, I have no self-control.
No, because, like, her whole family knows him, and they work with him.
But still, if you
are
a serial womanizer, kuch bhi ho gaya, be like, mujhe nahi pata, she's also an adult only.
But then her justification over there was like, well, it's not like she knew that he's not going to rape her.
Right.
Yeah, but like, in a real-life situation, like, if someone's telling you, be careful for me, I have no self-control. Are you really going to go around asking him, am I lyic? Are you going to sleep with me? Like, seriously?
True. That's a good point.
But that's Shahrukh.
But
that's Shahrukh. What if he was a sleazy old, like, well...
But I think that goes to show her character as well, and that she's okay with, you
and
know,
she's
that.
Trying to seek validation
from
this man,
yeah.
Who's her tour guide. He's there to serve her. There's no relation. There's no friendship between them. But she's trying to create a relationship there. And then every time he kind of starts coming closer, she's like, oh, by the way, do you remember I'm getting married? And that really upset me.
She's such a...
You cannot be sending mixed messages like that to people.
I think I think the first half of the film, it was just more of them getting to know each other. And the second, I think at the integral point, they talked about how everything's just a challenge now. She challenges him by saying, okay, now you do what you want.
I'm
not going to fall for you.
Hi, hopes, huh?
And then he's like, okay, now let's see. Yeah. So it just becomes like a whole tug of war thing throughout the film. And they feel insecure. And then she just asks very innocently, saying that...
Innocent?
She just asks innocently.
I think that was innocently, yeah.
Yeah. Innocently just asking, like, hey, do you think, like, I'm good enough? It's like means what good enough. And how many times do girls ask that question?
And I think nowadays we have social media.
Yeah.
So if a girl's on Instagram, she's already getting validation.
Yeah. Right.
So they don't, like, you know, maybe she doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's maybe because...
And she's always trying to prove something. And and I know so many women do that. We all do that.
She's a complex character.
Yeah. She wants to prove her, like, prove something or another. So she's just asking him then, like, oh, yo, like...
But, like, this is a random tour guide.
But that just goes to show how innocent she is too, right?
Oh.
She's just coming from a, you know, maybe a privileged, brought up in a nice family home, khandan ke saath.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now she's out, you know... And she wants to seek validation. She wants to explore the world.
So you guys think in seeking validation, she's not sending mixed messages?
No.
Maybe she doesn't
I felt
even
she
know
was.
That.
She Maybe
doesn't
she
know
doesn't
that.
Even know exactly what she said.
But do you think she was?
No,
what is your opinion?
I don't think
you
so.
Guys, whoa. Okay, I'm standing my ground. I think that she was wrong in what she did. She should not be asking other men if she's a lyic. And then she's sending mixed messages.
To be honest, I think that's what was the intention, but I don't think it was directed properly by MTS. Because I think a lot of people did think that. Like, why is she so whack?
Chalo dekho. Khali dekhne ke kabil hu main. Nahi, dekho. Abhi to allowed hai. Abhi to girlfriend hoon main tumhari.
But I think what Karma said earlier made more sense. Like, she just wants validation. It's not like she wants to sleep with the guy or anything like that.
I don't know. I guess for me, it was like maybe it was happening too soon in the sense that, A, like, you're forcing the tour guide to come with you. Then next minute, you're trying to be best friends with him. You're trying to create a relationship.
Dude,
he's not interested in
even...
Wo baat bhi nahi karna chahta.
Haan,
ye bhi hai. But then, well, he doesn't even want to talk to her. Wo usko follow kar rahi hai, stalk kar rahi hai, ye wo.
She just wanted attention, that's it.
Yeah, basically.
It's
that's
just
what
that.
It
so
is.
Bichari,
and
so
that's,
many
that's
women
so normal
do that.
Yeah.
So
that's
normal.
Kind of normal
fine,
now.
I guess okay, so that's fine. Sejal Bichari is innocent, and she doesn't know any better. But Shahrukh, why did he start falling for her? Because she's innocent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Think about it. He's slept with so many
women.
Yeah.
For him, this is like something completely different. She's like a sweet,
she's childish.
Innocent girl. Yeah, and she's childish.
Okay.
So he fell for that.
Yeah.
It's something different for him.
That's true. So I think Shahrukh was falling for her from a lot longer before she did. Shahrukh identified within that I'm falling for her, I like her.
And he even spoke that to her too, remember?
Yeah.
When he's like... this should stop before, you know,
it goes further. Yeah, yeah, roll up.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, you think I'm going to stay back for you?
I understand that they're trying to do this thing where both of them are escaping the real life. Mm-hmm. They are kind of on a vacation, per se, where they don't have to worry about real life, and they're frolicking through Europe, essentially. A lot of the scenes for me felt like scenes that were sewn together, but there was no flow. Like, there was...
Yeah.
Like each segment, like, if it's when they meet the Gunda versus when the wedding is happening, the friend's wedding, it's all, like, different situations that are put together to create a film.
Yeah.
But, like, the connection is not there. The flow is not there.
Right. I think they did actually connect.
Really?
When I saw it, because, say, the shadi of the other tour guide friend, it was already brought up from before. For her, it's like, you know, we should do this together. It's like a couple thing. Let's, you know, be the Barati or whatever for this
guy. But, like, since when are they a couple? Why are they doing couple things?
That's the whole point of it. They're acting like a couple.
Why
right?
are they acting like a couple? Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Remember, the second half of the film is all about challenging themselves, right? So they're challenging. And low-key, I think they start to like each other. And they like each other's company.
Right, so they kept on going.
They kept on going. Like,
fair enough.
Like, the reveal of how the ring was...
That was kind of weird.
That was very disappointing.
The villain, Mr. Ghiyasuddin Mohammed Qureshi.
Actually, our name is Ghiyasuddin Mohammed Qureshi.
That was poor writing.
I think, you know, maybe that's also where it fell apart. The ring was such a big part of the film. Or bagne mili.
It could have been better.
Like, they should have had, like, maybe if they did actually keep it ki gunde ke paas hi thi. That also goes to show how much of an idiot this girl is. Such mein day one se pagal ladki hai.
She should have just dumped the purse the first day at the airport.
Isn't that the first thing any one of us would do?
Yeah.
I don't have a purse, so I couldn't tell you.
But what about the one you wore on Tuesday?
cut it. So that, the villain part, I think they tried to add a comedic element to it.
Right. Yeah, they tried to make it funny. So, and I think trailer ke liye bhi. You know why? Because they had a lot of good shots. Like, lagta hai kya ho raha hai? Bandh ki leke ja rahe hain. I feel like these days, movies, half of the stuff they do is for the trailer.
Yeah.
Ki trailer mein ye scene dalenge. Ladai karo.
Yeah.
We'll put it in the trailer.
Yeah. And I remember when the trailer came out, a lot of the, like, there were some really cute scenes between the couple. There was one dialogue, right? Like, where she tells him, "Dhunne se to bhagwan bhi mil jata," and then Harry responds, "Acha, mujhe to nahi mila."
Yeah.
Right? I mean, these are very nice, well thought out.
And it speaks to people, the audience.
It does.
Now they want to watch it.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this shit?
And then they watch it, and they're like...
There's nothing to do with God.
2 hours, ye log ring dhoond rahe hain, aur wo ladki ke bag mein.
That goes to show how innocent she is as well. So she's never fallen in love before.
Bichari, she can do no wrong.
No.
She's innocent. She knows no better. Bichari privileged hai. Wo kya kare?
Pyar to pyar bhi.
Pyar is pyar hogi.
Because it makes sense. She's so self-confident, right? She's like, you know, I'm never gonna
fall for this guy. I can't fall for him. Why would I fall? Yeah. Makes sense. But,
and then boom.
But then, okay, another thing. Why does she have to reenact everything? Har ek location, maybe it's like Imtiaz Ali location pe chala gaya and he's like, ab yahan karna kya hai? Let's have Heta leke Seja just reenact it. Rupen yahan baitha tha, main yahan baithi thi. Pammi aunty came. Now, and every time he has to be Rupen, what is, like, if I was a part of this schedule or, like, this whole thing, I'd be like, Sejal, Hetal, like, please, tum apna ring andar dhoondo, main bahar ja raha hu smoke karne, baad mein aake dekh lenge. I cannot be reenacting this Rupen ka shit all the time.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
They just want to play this, like, you know, this game.
Okay.
That they're liking each other. It's just in the moment thing.
Yeah. How many times do we actually see this Bollywood film, and when we go on a plane, how many times do we actually wish, oh, I wish there was a guy like Raj, Rahul, or whoever sitting beside me?
I swear on my mother. I don't believe in this frivolous shit.
Ami John
kehti thi. Seriously?
And I know so many guys also be like, oh, I hope there's like a cute girl
I
next
hope
to
I meet Simran, yaar.
Kama, no, what do you think?
We don't want Simran. Simran no.
chahiye thi?
Not no. Simran, like...
Yeah.
Not Simran, phir kya?
Nora Fateh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think, how did Sejal help Harry overcome his...
He was lonely. And
she brings him a sort of stability, I think, where she's like, you got to go home, you got to face your fears, you can't keep running away, and he actually listens.
That's a good point, yeah. I think he needed that, you know, that command in his life from somebody to be like, okay, or some direction in his life. And he hasn't had that for so long, ever since he ran away. Maybe that's why he ran away. He was being told too much. but he missed that.
Yeah.
He needed that.
He needed that guidance and he didn't
have
that.
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, I also feel that you guys, like, we're talking about how maybe the characters lacked or the plot. I feel like, personally, I feel the plot lacked because now when we're discussing the characters, there's so many layers to these guys. Whether it's Harry or whether it's Sejal, maybe we didn't notice it in the film. Maybe it wasn't conveyed properly. But these guys are they're pretty developed as characters. So maybe it's that the situations they were put in, the story that was put in was not strong enough.
Right.
But I feel like the characters are there.
I think what a lot of the audience missed, actually the thing is, if you watch it once, you don't catch these things. Maybe that's the thing.
And I since we watched it twice.
Too, yeah, I think.
The first time you saw this film, did you like it more then? Do you like it more now? Like, how did it change watching it again?
I liked it more back then, actually.
Oh.
The first time I saw it, I told you, it was actually
a good
film.
When you first...
I think it's a decent film.
What do you guys think of the acting on part of Shah Rukh Khan and Anushka Sharma and all the random characters in the film?
Mind-blasting.
It blasted my mind.
Blasted. So Shah Rukh Khan, like I mentioned earlier, he was coming back in a love story. Everyone was excited.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, like I said, the character was not written properly, or maybe on paper it looked interesting, but it wasn't translated on screen. But I think whatever he did his best. I think whatever that was given to him, I think he gave his 100%. And I still feel like Harry still had a better character arc than Sejal.
Yeah.
As far as Anushka Sharma goes, I thought she was completely miscast.
Yeah.
There were moments where I get the whole Gujarati thing that Imtiaz tried to kind of give her, but there were moments where she, oh my gosh, she was so cringy.
Yeah.
Like her accent was not on point all the time. It was very fake.
We noticed some scenes, like when she's whispering, she doesn't have the Gujarati accent.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other
thing? And when
you
she's in emotional scenes, she doesn't have the Gujarati accent.
Yeah.
It seems you're like a caricature, you're right.
Yeah.
It's like someone who would be trying to act Gujarati or trying to fake.
Yeah,
it.
It's like she was kind of mocking Gujaratis.
Yeah.
Why did they have to make her Gujarati? Like that thing wasn't working. Did they not see
I think it was the whole Punjabi and Gujarati. I think they used to bring two cultures.
Two contrasting
Gujarati,
cultures.
Right?
Okay, what did you think about the acting?
Yeah, let's talk about what you thought.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it. I think it was decent acting, but not spectacular.
Okay, on both parts?
Yeah.
So even Anushka?
Yeah.
Because I think my biggest problem was Anushka.
I think she portrayed the emotional scenes
well,
better than the mocking scenes of Gujarati.
Music of the film was okay, mediocre. I liked Hawaii. Le jaye jaane ka Hawaii, Hawaii.
Le jaye tujhe ka. I liked Safar. Safar was good.
Hawaii was good. I thought Radha was decent.
Why do you like Radha?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like that one.
Why
part
do they
in
start
it
singing randomly after?
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Up,
even
at
even
some cathedral.
Even
outside.
Beach Me comes out of nowhere. Radha comes
beach
out of
beach
nowhere.
Beach Me was still okay.
Beach Me was still okay.
Radha was
they were
too
traveling,
random,
right?
Yeah.
Radha was just weird. He's crying, and then the next
and then he's
moment
singing.
He's, sang, he's
yeah,
singing.
Yeah,
escapism.
Deep.
True.
So you know what was a disappointment for me? They hyped that Diplo song. Oh my God, Shah Rukh Khan, Diplo aa raha hai. And it was the worst. Radha was way better than the Diplo song. I don't even know the name of the Diplo song. Was it a Pur or something?
Yeah, Pur.
I think without the lyrics, it would have been better.
Yeah, that lyric was weird.
So, we are going to end the episode with the infamous Dil To Podcast rating.
Woo!
Kamran, you go first. Out of 5,
okay,
what do you rate this film?
I would rate it a 2.5 out of 5.
Wow.
It was,
okay,
it was decent. I would say it's decent.
Okay. So passing marks?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
Your turn.
I think I would give it a 1.5.
What?
Because I still don't understand Sejal. I still don't understand a lot of the film. I don't relate to it.
Okay.
The only thing I liked was Shah Rukh's beard.
So 1.5 just for the beard?
Just for the beard.
Wow.
He looked good for his age, and that's all I'm here for. So.
Well, for me...
Yeah.
Watching it for the third time.
Oh my God, I don't know how you did that.
I liked it. Okay, I will rate it 2.5 out of 5.
Okay.
because wow. I like the music, I like the performances, and Shah Rukh really, really did well in the film. And it had some really nice moments, and the dialogues were really good. So 2.5.
Wow, okay. So both of you guys are giving it passing marks.
Yeah.
For me, it has failed to meet the mark, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's different perspectives, and that's what we're here for. So...
Yeah.
If you guys have a different perspective or if you want to share how you felt about the film, do follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @DilTilPodcastHe.
Thank you so much, Kamran, for being part of it. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Thank
you
so much for having me. I did.
Good. Okay. So this is Amreen.
And this is Shweta.
Kamran is just
Kamran. And I'm myself, Kamran.
And you're listening to DilTilPodcastHe. Until next time.
Signing out. Bye.
Peace.